Hello.
Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care. How are you this morning? I'm calling you regarding starting home care services. You already spoke with one of my coworkers, and I've spoken with Robert to send him an application. And really, I just wanted to say hello because I'm going to be your coordinator, and I wanted you to have like a direct contact with me.
Okay.
So this is my direct line, and just to update you on the process. So Stella called the state with you on, was it Wednesday of last week? It takes them usually about probably up to 2 weeks to call you back to schedule you for that state assessment. So I basically just wanted to make sure that you're aware that you're going to be looking out for a number. It's going to be an 866 number. Looks like spam. It's not spam, though. And it's going to be an assessor calling to schedule you for that initial assessment.
Okay. 866 number?
What do you say?
866 number?
Yeah, it's an 866 number. It really looks like it's spam, but it's not. It's an assessor calling to schedule you. It usually takes them up to 2 weeks. This was already a week. So I would say really, you know, look out for calls or numbers you don't recognize, because it will be coming soon.
Okay.
And then I just want you to have my direct line. So my name is Becky. I'm your coordinator from Deluxe. And this is my direct line. If you want, I can text you like a welcome text so that you have it in your phone.
You're talking about this number here?
Yeah, it's this number.
Yeah, I can save it.
Yeah, just save it. So that way, you know, you can update me. Once your assessment is scheduled, then I'll update my notes, and then I'm going to be on top of it to make sure that the state can reach you and that everything goes as smoothly and quickly as possible.
So let me ask you a question. Will they be assessing me in my bedroom, or do I need to come out in the living room, or what?
I'm not sure. That's probably the place where you're most comfortable. It doesn't really make a difference which room you're in. I'll tell you a tip, though. Not only are they coming to see if you're eligible or not, they're also going to be determining how many hours per month you're going to be approved for. So I suggest that at this assessment, you really try, you know, put your best foot forward to present your situation in a way that you really need help. So
yeah, right.
Don't sugarcoat, you know, don't make it sound like you're more okay than you are. Really, in fact, the opposite. Like,
man, you know me pretty well, man, already, because that's just the type of person that I am. I'm always been a prideful type person, you know, and
good. No, it's a pleasure to work with a positive person. Happens to be this is an exception where if you'll be like positivity will actually, you know, it won't be beneficial for this assessment.
Well, I didn't say, I said prideful. That has a lot. That's separated a long way from what you just described, you know.
Oh, I just, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, what I've been through over the last 3 years, I'm not very positive, but I'm still prideful. You know, I hate it that I am in this situation. Yeah. And it's not a very good, you know, my roommates are always on me constantly, man. You need to get back in bed. You don't need to be doing this, you know. And I mean, I can't cook for myself hardly or, you know, do anything in this. But I am prideful. Like I said, I do try, and I hate it that I'm in this situation. But
right. Well, to this assessor, you imagine how you feel when you're having a really hard day and you really can barely move or do, you know, much. That's the way you're really meant to describe, because on those days, you really want to have the maximum amount of help possible. So to this assessor,
yeah.
Don't worry. They're no one too. You'll never see them again. you know, really try to get yourself as many hours as you could.
Yeah, well, okay. I appreciate it. And
sure. And if you can, I spoke to Robert about maybe 2 days ago. I sent him an application for him to be the aide, but he didn't fill it out. If you see him, would you be able to let him know that I'm waiting on it?
I will. Yeah, I'll see him today.
Okay, great. If he wants, I can resend him the link, but I really want to have him, you know, all set, because really the time lag is with the patient. Once you're approved, it's always a shame to wait on the caregiver, because I can work
right
on the caregiver now.
Okay, I'll let him know today.
Amazing. Thank you, John. And if you have any questions, or, you know, if you have any updates, or when the assessor does call you and schedules you, keep in touch with me and let me know.
I will. Thank you very much.
Of course. Feel good. We'll be in touch.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.